You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is now here from RiskPulse. He's in Chicago. Thanks, Mark, for being with us. I think we should start in the Midwest, where it was supposed to be really hot, especially over the weekend, at least where I was, not quite as hot as expected, in my opinion, but maybe you can give me some insight into how warm we did get and what we can expect for the rest of the week.
Yeah, well, over the weekend, from a maximum temperature standpoint, basically much of Illinois saw temperatures in the mid-90s, range anywhere from like 93 to kind of 97 on the hotter side. What was most anomalous or most interesting was the overnight minimum temperatures, where we did see readings in the upper 70s, even a few areas of low 80s on Saturday morning and even on into yesterday morning. And those elevated minimum temperatures were due to the very high dew points and overall relative humidities. In fact, during the afternoon, both on Friday and Saturday, there were numerous weather stations here in Illinois, as well as southeast Iowa and Missouri, that had dew points at or above 80 degrees, which is a pretty rare feature, although historically we have seen an increase in those 80 dew points here of late compared to several decades ago.
And looking forward, will we stay warm?
We will. Bottom line is that the next 2 weeks, overall temperatures will continue to run at above normal levels. From an extreme heat standpoint, overall, there will be, coming up on the 4th of July and then on into Thursday, those look to be the hottest days here this week. But there will be a cool down back to more normal temperatures on Friday and Saturday, but then temperatures look to warm back up again. And with those above normal temperatures, generally across the Midwest, you're talking about highs in the upper 80s and low 90s, with then minimum temperatures in the 70s and upper 60s.
Tell me about the weather forecast for parts of Europe, Ukraine, Russia, and maybe if we have a little time, China as well.
Yeah, for Europe and the Black Sea region, the most noteworthy item at this time is the extreme dryness across the Russian Corn Belt. We ran some numbers here for the month of June earlier today, and actually June registered the second driest June of the past 20 years for the Russian Corn Belt, and that dryness does extend back even into May as well. That area will not be receiving much relief here from a rainfall standpoint coming up, and actually from a temperature perspective, they just got done with a major record-setting heat wave. Temperatures this week and then the next week, much cooler and kind of back to more normal levels. But overall, the Russian Corn Belt is the main problem region there in the Europe and Black Sea region, although Northern Europe's actually not that far behind in areas of Germany and Poland. They've also, in England, they've been running a precip deficit also over the past 30 days. They haven't been as hot as Russia, but temperatures also bias warmer than normal, and thus crop stress is increasing across those areas as well.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
And of course, is Mark Russo. He is with RiskPulse. I'm Todd Gleason.